Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
It is time for the Southern Cross with David Roby, who is the Director of the Pacific Media Centre at AUT. How are you, David?
Oh, great, Amanda. Great to be here again on Southern Cross.
Yeah, absolutely. So, kind of just for an overview, just because this is the first part of the segment in a while, what does the Pacific Media Centre do?
Oh, right. Well, the centre was set up. It's actually we're celebrating 10 years this year. We just sort of realised the other day later on in the year, so we'll be planning something for that. But it was set up as really a media research and publication centre. So we have a pool of postgraduate students doing PhDs and masters around Pacific research, but we also produce our own media. And so for a number of years, we ran Pacific Scoop out of our Auckland office. And then last year, we launched a new website which gave us a little bit more flexibility, Asia Pacific Report. And we also do Pacific Media Watch, which monitors the entire region, particularly on media freedom issues and so on, which is always a big problem in the region.
Absolutely.
I mean, journalists face a really hard time in the Pacific compared with, say, Australia and New Zealand, where it's pretty safe for most journalists. Really, we try to highlight issues that are being left out or ignored by the mainstream media.
Right, and so this new report that's kind of coming and replacing Pacific Scoop, can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, well, we wanted, even under Pacific Scoop, we had to focus Asia Pacific, but although most of it was concentrated on the Pacific, we also looked at very much Indonesia, which has a big influence in the Pacific region because of its policies around West Papua and attempts to bribe politicians in the region, etc. The Philippines, there are major Philippines diaspora, for example, in Guam and Papua New Guinea and so on. So there's quite a big connection there. And then, of course, China. China's a big player in the Pacific these days through aid and policy and so on. So we look at China quite a lot as well. So it's all part of that Asia-Pacific mix.
Yeah, and that's kind of new for New Zealand journalism, isn't it, to bring Asia into that Pacific news?
Oh, it's quite unique, I mean, programs that do excellent coverage, like Radio New Zealand International, they don't look at, say, East Timor, for example, or Timor-Leste. They regard it as part of Asia. And,
right.
Of course, we regard it as part of the Pacific. It's got a long history, connections in the Pacific, and Timor-Leste, for example, sends observers every year to the Pacific Islands Forum meetings and so on. And so we regard it as very much as part of the Pacific. And we look at Asia from a Pacific perspective.
And what are some of the kind of findings of this report? And the major things that you're focusing on at the moment?
Well, at the moment, major things that we're focusing on actually is the Philippines, with the massive killings that are going on there, and with the blessing, in fact, encouragement of the president, Rodrigo Duterte. That is a major issue. And we've got a tie-up with the University of Santo Tomas students. So we have students contributing from that university as the leading and oldest journalism school in Manila. But we also have a tie-up with the University of the South Pacific. And so we have stories coming from their team of students as well. But issues like the mining in West Papua, the Freeport mine, where the Indonesian government have basically changed their policies and have insisted that that the company that owns Freeport Mine, Freeport McMoRan in the US, has to divest 51% of its ownership and so on.
Right.
And so at the moment, the massive mine, second largest gold mine and copper mine in the world, is idle. And of course, all the employees, workers, are Papuans. And they earn a low income to start off with, and now they're jobless. And so there's a big crisis around that. And some of the other issues we've been looking at too have also been the International Women's Day last week. We looked at it from a Pacific and Asian perspective, and some of the rallies we're doing and what some of the issues that were involved. And there was a really interesting story that we had just the other day, where a young journalist who was editor of a student paper in Fiji, Wonsawara, who a year or so ago got a attacked by other students because of, you know, his campaigning for freedom of the press. His name is Sonal Singh. He came to New Zealand last year with the Pacific Cooperation Foundation, a group of young journalists who came here with a sort of a internships in New Zealand for a couple of weeks, and now he's working for the Pacific Islands Secretariat, the community of the Pacific Islands. So it's great to see him developing, you know, from his internship last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And another kind of Pacific story that we've been looking at this morning is that an opposition politician in Fiji has accused the government of kind of demeaning the indigenous community and ignoring other issues to further its agenda for a seat on the UN Human Rights Council. What's your kind of thoughts on this from the Pacific point of view there?
Well, this is Professor Biman Prasad, who's the leader of the National Federation Party, and he's also been a very outspoken defender of freedom of the press, which of course has been under the cosh for quite a long time in Fiji. Of course, what he's saying is that there are major issues under the 2013 constitution, which the Bainimarama government brought in just before the elections, which gave the fig leaf of democracy back to effectively what was the regime in 2014. Well, Biman Prasad is saying, well, you know, hang on, the 2013 constitution doesn't actually defend a lot of human rights. You know, there are a lot of human rights that are actually lost under that constitution because, for a start, all the illegal decrees that were passed after the coup in 2006 have been protected under this constitution, including the media decree, which creates silence in the media about a lot of issues. And so what he's saying is that, you know, it's a bit rather hypocritical for the statement being made in, before the UN Human Rights Council, when in fact the 1997 constitution, which was abrogated by Bainimarama, had a Bill of Rights that actually gave human rights protection.
Oh, right. Or is there any other kind of issues that you wanted to talk about today?
Well, the issues around the region, I think your previous item ended off with comments about climate change. And, of course, that is the major, major issue for all Pacific countries. Some countries, it's really pressing at the moment, and their future is rather bleak. Thinking of Kiribati, Tuvalu, the Marshall Islands, for example. But pretty well all Pacific countries are affected in some way, especially countries that have low-lying atolls and so on. And so one of the interesting things here is how Bainimarama, and of course he's not the flavour of the month or the year or anything in New Zealand, but he's very cannily got Fiji into a very strong position to actually be the co-host of the COP23 conference at the end of this year around climate change. And as a result of that, he's going to be very successful in getting the Pacific right in front of the world stage.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have that kind of conference anywhere, at the moment it really needs to be in the Pacific.
Yes, well, it won't be actually in the Pacific because the resources that are needed to hold a global conference of that scale. So it's actually going to be held in Germany. Germany and Fiji are co-hosts,
right.
And Bainimarama is the co-host president and so on, and Fiji is organising it, so they've got a team of people that are working on that now, but the actual location will be in Germany.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll have to watch out for that. Is that the end of this year, isn't it?
That's right, November.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect. All right, thank you so much, David, for coming in and talking with us for the new segment of The Southern Cross.
That was The Southern Cross.
That was indeed AUT Pacific Media Centre Director David Roby with our revamped segment for Pacific News, Southern Cross. You're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. Remember, if you've got something to say about anything we're talking about today, feel free to text in on 5.